Okay, so I want to introduce again today's Gemara. There is a Shaila in Masechtas Baba Basra, I believe it is, whether two Yosef and Shimons live in one city. Now, again, one is a Shaila, one is a definite. Two Yosef and Shimons live in one city. And somebody produces a shtar that says Yosef and Shimon owes money. He goes over to Yosef and Shimon A, and he says, "You owe me money." And Yosef and Shimon says, "Me?" The other Yosef and Shimon. He goes to Yosef and Shimon B, and Yosef and Shimon B says, "Me? It's A. There's nothing the guy can do. He has no proof that it's either A or B, and there's nothing he can do, and everybody agrees that there's no way he can collect money." That may be rabbinically he can, maybe not. That's not the issue now. He for sure can't use this shtar. Making them swear is not the ability to collect. You're assuming that nobody swears falsely. Again, I'm not saying that there's no recourse to him. Or if they're honest, they would admit right away. Right? So obviously talking about people that are denying it. So you're saying the shmuel would deter. Yes, it's true, but that's not the issue here. The issue here is the shtar by itself a proof. That's all we're interested in. And the answer is no, because the shtar doesn't tell us which Yosef and Shimon it is. Each one has the ability to deny, and there's nothing we can do. Now, Dr. Harris is a very arrogant person. Can't imagine that somebody would deny it. So, of course, the guy will admit, "I owe the money." For that, you don't need a shtar, for you can admit it without it. We're talking about people that are denying they borrowed the money. That's the type of people we're talking about. Usually, a shtar proves that the guy owes the money. You can scream all you want. I have a shtar that says you owe me money. Here there's no shtar that says anybody owes the money because there's two Yosef and Shimons. We don't know who it is. That's case one. That's a definite.
That person they went to said, "You know what?
No. We're talking about we know two Yosef and Shimon. Oh, let's not make up a new case.
No, that's not for now.
It's for later. Now we're talking about two Yosef and Shimon. Let's not complicate matters when we don't have to.
Case two.
Two Yosef and Shimon live in town. One of the Yosef and Shimon has a shtar that says that Michal owes him money. So he goes to Michal, and Michal says, "I didn't borrow from you. I borrowed from the other guy, the other Yosef and Shimon." And this guy says, "Excuse me, I have the shtar. It says you owe me money." So one man the other says, "What could have happened? He has a shtar saying this guy owes him money. So what if there's another Yosef and Shimon that might have done the lending? He doesn't have the shtar. This guy has the shtar. It proves that he was the one that lent him the money." One man the other says, we say, "No, it's very possible, I don't know, possible, not maybe probable, but it's possible, that Mr. Yosef and Shimon lost the shtar, and other Yosef and Shimon found it, and is now claiming that this guy owes him the money, and it really was the other guy." So that's the question. That's a machlokes.
What?
He's not in town. He left town. He's in China. The question is, chashina l'nefila, or like chashina l'nefila? Is nefila enough a possibility that we take into account a person's denial, "I didn't borrow from you, I borrowed from the other guy, and he's not asking me for the money now"? Or do we say, it's too not improbable, and it's not something we listen to? That's a machloikas. So again, two cases, one is a definite, and one is a machloikas. When the loiva is one of two with the same name, he definitely can deny and say, "I wasn't the one that borrowed," and the shtar doesn't prove anything. When the malva is one of two of the same name, the lender, not the borrower, then it's questionable, can the borrower claim it wasn't you, it was the other guy? Or is the fact that this guy has the shtar indicative that he's the one that lent? That's the question. It's a machloikas. We're not here to solve that sugya. This is just an introduction to what we want to do. Now, I want everybody to listen to the next step. A woman, Shimon, has two wives, both named Sarah Bas Haran. Sarah Bas Haran. He gives the get. He wrote the get for one of them. Like our case in the Mishnah is, he wrote the get for one, and he wants to switch it to the other. What if he wrote the get for one, and he gives it to her? And she comes in and says to Bezin, 5 years later, my husband divorced me, here is my get. My get says that Shimon ben Yaakov divorced Sarah bas Haran. I am Sarah bas Haran. My husband's name was Shimon ben Yaakov. I'm divorced. Do we say, oh, maybe he divorced your co-wife whose name was Sarah bas Haran, and she lost it and you found it, and therefore we have no proof that you divorced? Or do we say, we're not afraid of Nefilah? It's a very similar case to the case of two lenders coming to collect from a borrower. Can the borrower claim that one lender lost the shtar and the other lender hasn't? In this case, the woman is like the lender. She's claiming that this is her get received from her husband, but there's another wife of the same husband with the same name. She has the get. It's an indication that she's the one that received it.
Is she trying to get her tshuva?
She's trying to get married. She's coming to Bezin to prove that she's divorced.
She's not trying to get money.
We're not talking about money. She's coming to prove that she's divorced. Does Bezin say, hello? We have no indication that this is you. It could have been your co-wife, same name, same husband, and she dropped it and you found it. And the Mishnah seems to say that we're not afraid of that. Because the Mishnah says, if you have two wives with the same name, and you wrote to divorce one, you can't use it for the other. Mashma, you could use it for the one you wrote it. This is, again, similar to a case of two lenders. Are we afraid that it fell and found or not? So we see from here that we're not afraid. So the Chayra, this Mishnah, is taking sides in that Machlaikas. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Yes?
I mean, maybe the Gemara won't speak about it, but she'd be messing herself up in this case.
Again, our question is, can we rely on that? She obviously wants to do this. That's not enough of a proof to anything.
But it's not the same case.
How's she messing herself up?
Is she going to hurt you?
Nobody will ever know. She has a get. Again, we're only worried about messing up if she gets caught. She's never going to get caught.
Maybe the husband will show up.
What will he say?
I never divorced her.
I have a get.
And it was from my other wife.
He has to prove it.
Can he make a
No, he can't. She has a get that's validated. The Adam said we signed on the get for Sarah Bas Haran.
There's no difference in when someone's trying to extract money. It's not as important as talking about.
Again, all the Gemara is trying to compare, that from this Mishnah you see, that two lenders, we're not afraid of falling. Just like by two women, the Mishnah says you can't divorce the other one because it's not Lishma, but you can divorce the first one, even though she won't be able to, it's Mashma that it'll work. Why will it work? Won't mean anything.
When we had eight echad saying the husband had died.
That's because he can show up and mess her up. Here he can't do anything. She's protected. There's nothing to do. You'll never be able to mess her up. And maybe she's not so from. That he can claim he forged. This is validated. The signatures are validated. The Adam said we signed on this get. What do you mean? They don't know who he gave it to. The husband came in and said to the cipher, right, my name is Shimon ben Yaakov. I have a wife named Sarah Bas Haran. Please write me a get.
So is it telling the mayor of
Lozer? Can we? We're going to have to give the Gemara a chance.
Okay.
And they write the get, two Tatum sign, it's validated in Bezin, they signed, They heard the husband say he wants to divorce Sarah Basaran. Sarah Basaran has to get.
Did they ask which one?
They don't even have. Why do they have to know? He has a wife, Sarah Basaran. Again, all these eitzes are great eitzes. The Mishnah said that if he wrote to write the guy, like, he can't divorce the Ktana. Matmi, he could divorce the Gdaila. Now, you're giving me eitzes how to get out of the problem. I'm looking at the case of the Mishnah. Eitzes I can also make up.
So you embarrass the Gdaila.
Yes, with this get. Now, if he had an indicator, of course there wouldn't be a problem. Just like when two Yaisim and Shimon find money, they can also write the third generation. Eitzes I have. I want to know what we see from this Mishnah. The Mishnah said you can't use it for the Ktana. The inference is you could use it for the Gdaila. And this woman will be able to prove divorce.
Yes,
Zuck to Gemara. Ktana hu lematzim, custom lagarish is a Gdaila right across Tysus made him a zero. Custom lagarish is a Gdaila, we didn't learn the Gemara yet, so we can't do the Tysus. Custom lagarish is a Gdaila, lagarish is a Ktana. It can't be Megarish Ktana, but it can be Megarish Gdaila. I'm a Rava, Zaisim Eris, Shnei Yaisim and Shimon Adar B'Yirachas, two Yaisim and Shimons who live in the same city, they can collect the debt, and we don't say that it fell from one and was found by the other. Because if we did, we would say the same by get, and it wouldn't prove anything. Rashi. Subtrashi, all the way. Hagdaila Matsi Megarish. Rashi's further up. We're not afraid that she's still an HSH and say, maybe it wasn't given to this one, but to her friend. But not for me other than it fell, but Sasazu, and she found it. The Hayawin Akita Lay Lakita Miyada, she's holding the get. But he's not Maksakina Law. We don't say it fell, we say this is her get. One of the two Yaisim and Shimons produces a star against somebody else. The Loiva cannot say, I didn't borrow from you, I borrowed from the other guy with the same name. You're not my litigant. Ella, even the high toughest Lushtara, Gavabay. This guy has the star, we're not afraid of the Nefila. That's what Rava is proving from this Mishnah. Amalu Abaya. So Abaya said it's not a proof. And the way he proves it's not a proof, because if you prove this, you have to prove something else, and that's for sure not true. Okay, let's go to the other case. It says in the Mishnah in the Reisha, a guy heard, walking by the street, and he hears, and he walks by the street, and he meets a guy named Shimon ben Yaakov, who has a wife, Sarah Bas Haran, and he also has a wife named Sarah Bas Haran, and his also his name is Shimon ben Yaakov. And he says to the guy, I heard you wrote a get, and you decided not to divorce your wife. Can I please have the get? The guy said, sure. It's not a good get. It wasn't written Lishma, and it wasn't written Lishma. That was a case we had in the Mishnah, before the second case when it was a husband with two wives. It was a different husband and a different wife, same names. He wrote a get, decided not to use it. He meets a guy who has the same name and his wife has the same name. The guy says, can I have your get? And we say, it's not good. There, it's not Lishma, and it's not Lishma. But the first guy who wrote it, had he decided to use it, it would be an effective get. Right? If the guy who had it written with the name Shimon ben Yaakov and his wife Sarah Bas Haran would have decided to divorce his wife, even though down the block lives another Shimon ben Yaakov who's married to Sarah Bas Haran, it would be a good get because it was written for him and for his wife.
He didn't change his mind.
Let's say he didn't change his mind. The Mishnah is talking about he changed his mind. So the Mishnah is telling us that the next guy can't use it. But if the guy wanted to use it, he could use it. That means two husbands in town, both with the same name and their wife's name. Right? and the guy is giving a get to his wife, right? Now, why is that not similar to two Yosef and Shimon's who owe money? Sorry, one of them owes money, and each one can claim it was the other Yosef and Shimon, right? So over here also, how can this get be used, right? Maybe it was the other Yosef and Shimon that wrote a get to his wife. Again, before we were talking about the women, when they were afraid of the Fila. Here, we have a get that says, Yosef and Shimon divorced Sarah Basara. Forget about Sarah Basara. Yosef and Shimon divorced Sarah Basara. How do we know which Yosef and Shimon wrote the get? What? He's not holding it. His wife is holding it. How do we know who she got it from? How do we know? You're a very Halachian. You don't do such things. How does the get prove that it was the husband that gave it to her? Maybe the other guy gave it to her. He's also Yosef and Shimon. He's also Shimon ben Yaakov. Just like by a loan, when there are two Yosef and Shimon and one of them owes money, he can claim it's the other one. Why can't Shimon ben Yaakov claim, I didn't give the get, the other guy gave the get? No! He gave a get to my wife.
And the wife has the get, right?
Yeah, but who says it was her husband that gave it to her?
You can't ask her?
She's glad she believed. Maybe this guy decided to do this woman a favor. She wants to get out of a marriage. He gave her a get. He went into business and said, my name is Shimon ben Yaakov. Here's my identification card. My wife's name is Sarah Basharan. Here's her identification card. Please write a get. They wrote a get. Then he gave it to the other Sarah Basharan. And she has it. She got it. How do we know who she got it from? Just like by a borrower, we say for sure that you have to have a proof. We have to have a proof that the husband gave it to her. There's another guy in town with the same name.
What about the Eid Mesira?
Again. Again is a get. The Eid Mesira, long gone. 5 years later, she produces the get. Eid Kasima, validated get. They ain't even heard the guy say. And they recognized their signatures. I don't know. But the first husband, the guy who actually had it written, can use it for his wife, even though two blocks down the road, there's another guy, same name, same wife's name. We're not afraid. When you go to Yosef and Shimon, he can say, it's the other Yosef and Shimon that borrowed. Why do we let this woman use the get? We have no idea who gave her the get. The guy who gives the get is like the borrower.
It can't be true that it works. You're saying it can't be true that it works?
Why are we not afraid? By money, we're afraid that it was the other guy. The answer is as follows. There's a machlokes who shayin about to learn this. So first I'll learn one way, then I'll speak out the other way. The answer is you're 100% right. If you rely on a get that has same names with signatures, it's meaningless. What happens is you have Eidei Mesira, and they have to tell you which husband gave it to which wife. You're right. Now I'm going to speak out Tysus before I speak out Rashi. Usually I don't like to do that, but over here Tysus is easier. Tysus learns that a mayor holds that every get has to be indicative who is divorcing whom. And if any get leaves in question which Shimon ben Yaakov it was, or which Sarah Bas Haran is, it's not an effective get. The get doesn't work.
Which part of the get?
The get has to show us which husband it was and which wife it was. Because you have to add a third name. And if not, it's not a kosher again.
How do you know in the city if there's someone else?
Well, you know, because it's a city. We didn't have 1.5 million people living in the city. You want to know how long the mice? We're talking long the mice. We're talking now.
Who's Rabbi say? This is where Rameyer says?
Yes.
Who's
Rameyer?
I thought
he said Rameyer holds that Adam, since we go with Adam Sima, and we don't need Adam and Siri to come into Besson and tell us anything. Therefore, the get has to tell us the whole story. This is how Tysus learns. And therefore, since the get has to tell us everything, if the get doesn't tell us the whole story, we would not accept the get. What happened in our Mishnah was, it's going like a blazer. And a blazer holds the get doesn't have to tell you the whole story, because the Adam and Sira can tell you the whole story. Because they're the ones that make the get. Kutra blazer. You don't need Adam and Sira. Therefore, you'll ask the Adam and Sira who divorced whom. And they'll know. And Enoch and Ami, if they left town or they're not here, we won't rely on this get. Again, that's going to be her problem. She's going to have to get a heter from Bezin. She's going to have to do something. But Adam and Sira are going to know who gave to whom. That's their job. According to a mayor, the way Tysus learns, the Adam and Sira are just there for the Davish of Erba. They don't have to know who the husband and who the wife is. That was the Enoch Sima's job. Therefore, their get has to be indicative of who it is. That's the way Tysus learns. So therefore, our Mishnah that lets the first husband divorce his wife, or lets the guy divorce his wife even though he has two wives with the same name, is going like Reb Elazar, who Adam and Sira is going to tell us which husband divorced which wife. 10 years from now, she won't be here. She'll have to go to Bezin like they do with Manasseh and get a letter from Bezin saying that Sara Bas Rochel Bas, whatever it is divorced.
We had a question about who makes Adam and Sira when a woman is told, you have to deliver
this
city.
We're not talking about a woman delivering, we're talking about a husband giving it to his wife. Let's not complicate the case more than the Gemara complicates.
Sob, according to Rameyer, is more.
Rabbi, give us a second. Rabbi?
The Sima has to make the get.
So the Sima and the Sob of the get.
Sob of the get is meaningless.
Okay.
But the Chasima has to tell us the story. Therefore, the writing has to tell us the story.
This is the writing. Before we said.
Ready, me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was talking. Before we said that the Lishma and all that kind of stuff is not important.
Exactly. It's still not important. But the facts have to be there.
But the facts have to be there. So the sound is important.
Yep.
Again, I don't know what you're moving down to apples and oranges.
That's what I do usually. No, the Ksav have to be Mochiach, the coin of Elazar. The Ksav is really more important, coin of Elazar. Coin of Elazar is more important.
But it doesn't have to be Mochiach. Because we have other Al-Khaka.
So that it comes out.
Exactly.
It's a little bit
like that. Exactly. This is Tyson's chat. Rashi disagrees. As we will read Rashi, we will see Rashi holds even according to a mayor, it doesn't have to be Mochiach. But Rashi will explain why the Gemara said it's going like a blazer. And for the Gemara, Ella Mayis Lachlameme Beidem Asira V'Rablazeri. Hachanami Beidem Asira V'Rablazeri. Enochinami. It could be two Yaisim and Shimmons were afraid it fell. Here it's different. We have Beidem Asira to tell us who gave it to whom. Rashi.
Which Rashi?
We'll get there. We have to learn all the Rashis when we get there. I'll point it out. Rashi, Rashi, the tiny cuss of the garish. She'ab shmoitz ha'baylim shavim. Even the husband's names are the same. Tezik nami, our reason she nichtu l'shmoy begarish. But you can make the same inference that the guy who actually wrote it can use it. Chimavkalei, in which he takes it out. Le'amina m'shum chum m'deishas ish, shemer le'baylim shazhu kuss velo achar. We don't say, maybe it was written by the other one. Haminim m'sis n'get poshim b'b'b'asra. Shnei Yosef and Shimon Shai Birachas, two Yosef and Shimon's in one city. They can never have a star chayv that A owes B, because who knows who owes whom, and nobody can pull a star chayv on them. The Amr Le'ad Hilei, 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 Le'ad Hilei The Abagav the Pligi Tanoi Hasam Matsim Shtar Rav HaKherim, even though the case before, when they can collect from others, we had a machlokes, whether chashina levila or like chashina levila, but moedu they ain't acherim matzin aleihem. But nobody can collect from yaitz b'shimon because the brishes. Okanami leim loy bayla kasva, el yaitz b'shimon acher kasva liyishtai. Now Rashi says one case. I said he could give it to the guy's wife. Rashi says v'dim lechul agirsha v'shlichu liibud midas. He decided not to use it, threw it away. The kach tazushi, right, to his garish, and a woman picked it up. Same name, same husband's name. The answer is that here is the Rashi that argues on Tosfos. Be'ed and Mesira. Shemakir nishnayem, they have to know both of them. U'me'ed and Shiro, shezeh masal uzu. Avo, be'ed and chasim aloy. Be'ed and chasim by itself not, k'dar minan, sheva nimloch zeh shekosme v'chosme v'legarish es ishtay. Because Eidech Sima do not tell us that he didn't decide to change his mind. Rashi said, not because the get requires that it be clear. The get doesn't require it clear. But there is, we don't know who gave it to who. Tosfos learns that Eidech Sima, you have to be able to look at the get and figure out who gave it to who. Rashi says, there's no such halacha. Except, practically speaking, how are you going to know who gave it to who? Maybe the other husband gave it to her. By Adam and Sira, who have to know the story, they'll know it's the husband who gave it to the wife. By Adam and Sima, all the guys that watch the transfer see a get being given. They don't have to know who the husband is. They don't know who the wife is. So it's not because the get is puzzled. It's just we never be able to prove which husband gave it to which wife. So Tosfos says a chiddush. Tosfos is saying the mayor holds. Forget about who gave it to whom. The get has to indicate it. If the get's not indicative, even if the right person gave it to the right wife, it doesn't make a difference. The get has to say it. Let's say the two Adam that saw it know it's a husband and wife. Tosfos says according to a mayor, it wouldn't be good. I don't see it in the get. Rashi says that's not the problem. There's no reason you have to see it in the get. But you have to know it's the husband that gave it to the wife. If there's no Adam Asira, meaning they don't have that look of Adam and Sarah. How do we know who gave it to whom? Rashi says it's just practically we don't know. So Rashi does not hold that the get has to be indicative. Rashi holds that the lady has to be able to prove that she's the one that got it from her husband.
So it always has to be Adam and Sarah?
There always has to be two people to watch it because of Dana Shebereva.
So you have to have Adam and Sarah in this role too.
And not Adam and Sarah. The Adam and Sarah is a very key word here. Do the Adam have to know who the husband and the wife is? That's the machlokes. That's the machlokes from Meir and Reblozer. According to Meir, they don't have to know.
According to Reblozer,
they have that. They're the ones that make the get.
Always have to have Adam and Sarah, no matter what.
Again, there has to be Adam by the transfer. I won't call them Adam and Sarah because that misleads.
So what
would we call? Davar she'be'er be'edim.
New.
I said it a million times. Yep. Everybody holds by the transfer to get, you need witnesses. Because it's a Davar she'be'erva. The question is, do they have to research the get? Do they have to check out that the get is kosher? Is that their job? The man says, no. You have Eidech Sima that did that. Yes?
Rashi's trying to marry him. He has to be too even to find the get. Then he changes his mind.
He might have.
So when does it become a true bona fide get?
Then the star becomes a get at the signature of the Adam.
But he didn't give it to her yet.
So he didn't. That doesn't mean it's not a get.
What is he, when he changes his mind, what is his actions supposed to be? There it immediately? What should he do with it? How does this happen?
Rip it up. That's what he should do.
So how did this happen?
He dropped it in the garbage can.
By mistake, and then it was...
No! Gone. He threw it away.
So now he has a get. Let's say his wife find it. Let's say she find it.
Again. He threw it away.
Let alone somebody else, but his own wife finds it.
Again.
She did the valget.
No, he didn't give it to her. See, again, there's two parts to a get. You have to create a get, and you have to give the get.
Okay, so that's what I'm missing here. But either a mayor holds. No, not the Adam and Sarah Tarsi, but he needs an action of giving.
Yes, in front of witnesses.
That's Adam and Sarah.
Again, using the word Adam and Sarah is misleading. Yes, it's technically Adam and Sarah. The difference is, do the Adam that watch the transfer of the get have to know what's going on. Reb Meir holds, no, because you have Adam that made it a get. And these people are saying they saw the transfer of a get. Reb Elazar says, they're the ones that create this into a get. Therefore, they have to know what's going on, who the husband is, who the wife is. Now, Tosfos is Mechadesh, that according to Reb Meir, even if the Adam knew, it doesn't mean a difference, because the get has to be self-indicative. Rashi doesn't hold that way. Rashi just says, according to Reb Meir, you'll never know, because the guys that watch the transfer don't research it.
Maybe the people that watch the
transfer
also bring
the
mirror.
The same
Adam? Yeah.
The fact that we had before that most of the time the Adam Sima or the Adam Sira.
The
Adam
Sima are watching the transfer. Now, when they're signing it that everything was done properly. They don't have to know.
They need to know who the husband and who the wife is. The husband
Has
to come in and tell him to sign for his wife.
Okay, so they know who the husband and wife is.
Correct.
What don't they have to know?
They have to know everything.
We're going to Reb Meir.
So he's asking a question. He's trying to understand you. He's not arguing with you. He's trying to understand you.
So
just
part,
like I get asked questions
part,
in the middle, you're
going to
be asked questions in the middle also.
What part is going to be the difference between Lazar and Ramirez, what front?
Okay, the Adam wrote a get, they signed it, the guy wrote a get, signed it, and he gives it to his wife 2 days later, or this afternoon.
I just heard Ruth said. What story again?
The guy wrote a get, had Adam sign it.
Adam signed this get, yeah.
Right, and then 3 hours later, he decides to give it to his wife. He didn't give it to her yet. She's not here.
Are the Adi Hasima there?
When, at the time he gives it to her?
Yeah.
No.
It could be.
You asked me a question based on your speculation. Let's say they're not there.
But they did know originally who asked them to sign.
Correct.
Okay.
3 hours later, he wants to give his wife a get. He stops two people on the street and says, can you watch me hand my wife the get? To coach a get.
Why?
It's a kosher. They don't have. They read that there's a get.
Okay.
They don't have to know what husband and wife is.
Why
not? It's a kosher get. The Eidich Sima knew everything.
Eidich Sima knew that A wanted to divorce B.
Exactly.
But then the second step that A actually did it, that part they didn't know.
They don't have to know that. That's not part of signing a get.
Only according to.
Let him finish before he gets nervous again.
That's
foolish. Why
is it foolish? Because they're signing that.
They're not signing that she's divorced. They're signing that he's set to write a divorce.
But let's you take that to the next step, which means he's divorcing his wife.
He might. He might not.
Okay. So then it's knowing that they're not useful.
They make the get. A get has to be created.
A get can be created. But if it's not given to who they thought it was given to, how is that a get?
Who says it is?
I.
Again. Forget get.
No, I want
to hear that. Can I, you please, we're trying to prove something to you. Listen to me. I go over to a cipher, and I say, do me a favor, write the star that I owe Dr. Harris $500. I'm the lifer. I say to write it. They write it. I got two items to sign. And I told the cipher to write a get that I owed Dr. Harris $500.
You're
not loyal. I'm loyal. And now, I never give it to Dr. Harris. Because I never borrowed the money. I just had the star in case he lent me the money. He wasn't so nice. He told me no. Now, the star is a valid star. It just wasn't used. The Adam is saying that I owe $500 because I told him to say I owe $500.
You put yourself in that predicament.
Exactly. But I never used it, so I don't owe him the money. Even though the star was written. The star doesn't create the debt. The lending the money creates the debt. The star is a proof. It's only a proof if I give it to Dr. Harris. If I don't give it to him, it's not a proof. Now, I'm foolish if I don't rip it up. Because I might lose it, and somebody else might give it to Dr. Harris, and then I'm up the creek.
Like a check.
It's like a check. I write a check made out to Rabbi Cohn for $5. I don't want to give more. $5. That doesn't mean it's your money. I might not ever give you the check. Same thing. All they're testifying is that the husband said that he's going to divorce this wife. He wants to get that he's going to divorce the wife. Doesn't create the divorce. It creates the bill of divorce.
It's the bill of divorce, which is that's not important to me until it was given over.
Well, it's important because when it's given over, it has to be a valid bill of divorce. It's lishma, lishma, lishem gerish.
Had that.
Fine, so now it's a good bill of divorce. It has to be used. If it's not used, she's not divorced. They write a get in Cleveland. To Edith Sima. They write the get in Cleveland. It's mailed to South Africa. Is she divorced when the Edith Sima sign? Are they ever going to see the transfer of this get? She's not divorced when they wrote the get.
Right, that's true.
She's divorced when it's handed over.
Right.
But it's a valid get the minute it's written and signed the right way. Lishmai, lishmai, lishem gerish.
It's a valid get, meaning, what does those words mean?
That now it can be used for divorce.
But it's not divorce, right?
So according to her mayor, the ones who watch the transfer don't know who the husband and the wife is.
The ones who sign have to know everybody in the city and all their names, too.
According to Tysus. According to Rashi, the problem is it won't be good because you won't be able to prove it right. They would have to know that there's no other name, people with the same name in the city, husband and wife, correct?
So when they sign the get, they say, hey, you know, you have to put another identifier in there because they know there's another.
Exactly. Name. The difference is, according to Tysus, even if nobody says a word, it's not a good get because it's not clear. I think to Rashi, it's only a problem because we don't know who handed it over. But let's say the Edith Sima were there when it was handed over. It wouldn't be a problem. If they were there when it was handed over, they happen to know who the husband and the wife is. They had to know it for the Chasima.
I understand, but what happened then after...
Whatever happens, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's zero. She'll get a heter from Ben.
According to the mayor, you have to have the clarification of the get.
That's Tysus' sheet, not Rashi's. Tysus holds, according to a mayor, the get has to speak for itself. Rashi learns it doesn't have to speak for itself, but will never be able to prove who gave it to whom, because the Adam and Siri don't check it out, according to a mayor. But let's say the same Adam did both. So they did check it out. So then, according to Rashi, would be a good get.
Today, when they write a get, the woman is there the whole time.
Not true. Not true at all. I just had a case. No. They send it to South Africa.
But it doesn't become a get until it's handed to her.
It doesn't become a divorce until it's there, but it's a bill of gerushin the minute it's written and signed the right way.
And when they say funny enough in Cleveland, it's still not... And the gears, I mean, it's not, right?
No, because they say it in front of a bezin, and then the bezin over there says, the guy says, shliach bezin ani, and he does the act of divorce. There are two parts of divorce, creating a bill of divorce and actually divorcing her.
But during that part of shliach bezin, he can still nimla and say, hey, I don't want to do this. The husband, can we stop it at that point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Before it's handed over, he can change his mind.
If the cat fell and somebody picked it up,
she's not going to
have Adam
Mesira.
Right. So isn't it,
according to a mayor, according to Blazer, she doesn't need Adam Mesira. Why would I think that she picked it up? It's only when you have people with the same names that we start thinking it's fishy. If there's no people with the two names, she has a get, it has the signatures, it's validated. Why would I think that she, it fell and she picked it up?
But if there are people with the same name,
then Eino Chinami. Today, or in the time of the Gemara, she would have to go to Bezin and get a letter from Bezin that she's the one that received.
You have to have a get that's very clear.
Yes, you do. one of the two.
Correct.
So, do you remember any more we had before? I mentioned why the, about that the rabbanan wouldn't do this because it's lo shchiach. We had some cases.
We had a whole bunch of cases of lo shchiach, yeah.
I want to say something right now. I mean, I'm not allowed to. I'm not a,
you're allowed to say whatever you want. I'm not going to ever stop you anyway.
I think a cat have the same name, both names are the same, finding it.
Mishnah says
this. This is
that's the Shiloh from the Fila Chashina and the Fila Lech Chashina.
That's what I'm saying.
No, so you want to pick sides in that, Machloek?
No, no,
write a letter saying I vote.
No, I was going to.
Election day's coming up.
I was going to ask, according to what the Yemen that says, it's Chashina. You mean to tell me these other. It's not Chashina.
Again, I don't pick sides in Machloek's Tanoim. You want to vote, election day is coming up. What can I tell you?
Not only did they find it, but the exact same name, both the husband.
Well, that's only if we know there are two names. We're not afraid of that if we don't know of two names in the city.
That case of the borrowing thing, that my focus was only if we knew there were.
Absolutely. There's no other Yaitza Mishim, you can't make it up.
Well, I'm a person who was in the city when you left.
Yeah, well, this was the same thing we talked about on Friday. Again, if we don't know we existed, we don't know we existed.
He's playing a claim. Right?
He's got to prove. He got to show me there's another Yaitza Mishima. You can't make it up.
That's so unusual on Crown Heights. You could have everybody named after the Rebbe and the Rebbe, yeah. Too.
That doesn't mean their mother's, the father's name is the same. You're right. In Satmar, there's a lot of Yaelis.
Yeah.
Okay. Zogta Gemara Baita, Amarav. Now, going back to the cases of our Mishnah. Case number one, there was no written L'shem Gerish. Case number two, wasn't written for the husband. Case number three, it was written for the husband, but not for the wife. Case number four, it was Brera. Those were the four cases the Mishnah had. Amarav, Kulam Paislim Kuna Chutzman Arishin. If this get was given to the woman, and it's not a good get, because it lacked the ingredients that you need to create a good bill of divorce, still she's pasul from kahuna. We consider her rabbinically forbidden to kahuna, even though this is not a kosher get. But a get went by, an act of gerushin was done, enough so that people start talking about whether she's a grusha or not. So Mela marrying a kayan, rabbinically she's not allowed. Chutz min arishin. The first case, that it wasn't even written for Gerushin, that's a zero. Second case, it was written for Gerushin, but not for the right husband. Third case, it was written for the right husband, not for the right wife. Fourth case, was written with Brera. Those cases, it's enough of a get, it's not going to be matur to do anything. But rabbinically, we won't let her marry a kohen. But Maisa, an act happened, whereas if it wasn't even written for get, we don't view that as anything. What?
Husband died.
Husband died. Shmuel Omer, Avrishin Ami Paisel. And Shmuel says, even in the first case, when it wasn't written L'shem Gerushin, it's still enough that we don't let him marry a guy. Rashi. Zot Rashi, Kulon Kol Agit Nashnuyim B'mishneseinu. Ava B'shem Sulim L'garish, Latirin L'inase, even though it doesn't permit her to get married, Paiselin Reisim Nakun, and Bai L'kayin, Rashi gives a simple answer. She can't stay married to her Kayan husband. If the Kayan wrote this kind of a get, she can't stay married to him. Because we consider her a Grusha rabbinically, and therefore he has to divorce her. Or he has to die. Chutzman Arishan, Shaloi Nikhtal L'shem Gerishin Klau, Abahanach Basroi, these later cases, possibly, the Reach HaGet Paisel B'kunam, the smell of a get, the feeling of get is enough to pass the bikuna. How do you prepare glasser? I am a lishtar at megareshes me many viat muteres lechaladam. Right, this is a gemara later on. A guy says to his wife, "I'm divorcing you, but you can't marry anybody." That's not a good get. But with medayik, rabbinically, that she can't get married to a kohen, even if her husband died, or if her husband's a kohen, she can't stay married to him. Shneimar, v'isha grusha me'isha, a woman divorced from her husband. Now, who else is she divorced from? Could have just said v'isha grusha to tell us afilu and his guy shall me'isha lacherem lehutra. Even if he only went through the motions and said you're divorced, but she's not permitted, sula lekuna. Again, it's not a biblical thing at all. It's not a get. She wasn't divorced. But the Torah is alluding that even if he just said, you're divorced from me, and she's not really marriageable to anybody else, it's enough to create a rabbinic iser called Reya Chaget.
Without anything? No ksiva, nothing?
No, he wrote a get. Oh, and in the get he wrote, you're divorced from me, but you cannot get married to anybody else. It's not a get.
Why does Rav exclude the first case?
What? Rav holds the first case is so far removed that it's not even a reyach
haget. But the get was given.
Again,
the motion
it's,
was done.
But it's true. But Rav holds the motion has to be with something that has some kind of shaychus to get.
And people are going to know.
I don't know about people. Rav says this is doesn't. We don't consider. I don't know about people.
Isn't that why?
No, it just says reyach haget. It doesn't say anything about people. It says because it smells of get. Therefore, the Rabbanan answered it.
You mean the Rabbanan it smells?
The Rabbanan said it smells like get, correct. And they worried about people. They didn't mention people once here.
You're right, but previously we've had that.
We've had, but that's not what it says here.
So why was the father the body of the Rabbanan, the first one, and Rav?
He feels that so far removed that it's not even a smell of a get. And Shmuel says,
I could say the same thing.
You could.
I mean, I'm not throwing
off. You could.
This is why we make the Kohen get very difficult, right? It's different than the
Shmuel. No, we make a Kohen get very difficult because husbands used to write gittin when they got angry. So a Kohen has a tendency to get angry quickly. That's what the Gemara says. And therefore, we wanted to make get harder for him so he can change his mind. Have a longer time to change his mind.
No.
Because we don't want the divorce. It has nothing to do with us.
Give him longer time.
Again, all the Gemara says is we want to slow the process down so the Kohen can change his mind. This is not new. This has the get has to be given. Till it's given, there's no reyach haget.
All the more so, why are we taking a longer time to write it?
Because we want him to be able to change his mind.
Right, once it's written, we have now a reyach haget.
No! Reyach haget is when it's handed to her.
I thought,
so a puzzle again is handed to her. He handed a get that was written for somebody else. He handed her a get that wasn't written for her.
Even such a case. And it had all the
yes.
Reyach
haget is not created by writing again. Created by handing again. I feel the reasons of trashy the reyach haget happen will continue with some